All right, welcome on into a Thursday morning. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie, 94 WIP. Jason Kelce joins us in half an hour in studio. And joining us right now in studio, let me say this before I say, and I officially welcome Ruben Amaro. So you just heard there, Scott Fransky, Alec Boehm, have a night. It looked like for a while last night, Alec Boehm was going to, you know, along with Aaron Nola, rule the day, and Phils are going to clinch a playoff spot because he hits a home run pretty early, and away we go, and let's go to the postseason. And Ruben Amaro, how dare the Milwaukee Brewers rain our parade? Not only do the Phils not get to the playoffs, then they get to freaking celebrate a playoffs. What is that nonsense? Hello, Rube.
Not nice.
Not nice.
Not nice.
Rhys Hoskins should know better.
Yeah, exactly.
What is this guy thinking? Rube, how you been, man?
I'm doing great.
Dude, it's been like 2 weeks. You're on the road with the team, the whole deal.
Been around. You know,
yeah, talk about outrageous. Yeah, where you been, Rube? We missed you, man. Come on.
What are you doing?
I was down in Borgata.
You were.
That was...
Oh, yeah, I didn't get to see you that day, all right? So how about that?
Was that last week or 2 Fridays ago? Well, maybe that was last week.
That was last week.
Was that last week?
Oh, okay. All right, time's flying. Time's
wasn't
moving.
It?
Yes,
yeah,
I think it was actually.
You obviously missed me. I made a great impact.
Well, clearly, you're right. I remember now.
There's a lot of bodies.
Andrew Jones was there.
That's
remember?
Right, that's right.
It's all that was something else.
Yeah, Andrew
Jones
popping through.
I mean, just like out of the blue, out of nowhere, and they're dapping each other up. Yeah, it was something special.
So Rube, our baseball team's in a great spot.
It is.
I mean, they're going to get a bye, right? I mean, they're up enough on the Brewers. They're not going to lose the thing to the Brewers. They could lose the thing to the Dodgers. I mean, for everyone, if you don't know, last night, not only did the Phillies lose, but the Braves won, the Dodgers won, and obviously the Brewers won beating the Phillies. So now I'll tell you one thing about last night. Seltzer, you check this out. The Brewers apparently went hard last night in their celebration.
They sure did.
Very aggressive.
Which should help tonight's Phillies effort.
Bob Uecker was in there celebrating with him. He gave a speech. They're all yelling, Uke! It was pretty good.
That's good stuff, man. You ever meet Bob Uecker, Rube?
Oh, many times.
What's he like?
He's exactly like you think he is.
Love it. Love it.
He is spectacular.
He is an American gem, that guy.
He really
indeed.
Is.
It was really neat that Pat Murphy did what he did with him because he's pretty special.
Good. All right.
Do you think he's the same as he was when you first met him? Is he staying strong? Because to me,
because he's 110 years old? Is
he's
that what
still
you're
calling the games, well, man.
It's incredible to me.
But he's still rolling.
No,
he's still rolling.
Yeah. Great call of them clenching. It was good.
There has to be something. Yeah. Are you noticing anything?
I have not, but wow. I mean, others who listen to him more frequently.
It's like a piece of iron.
Sure. All right, Rube, give us a quick thought on the Eagles. So, you know, look, you've heard all the, you see the game, you've heard all the consternation. Do you think it was an overreaction when 77% of people yesterday, and I was one of them, said, I think we got an average team, would not have said that prior to game week two. Is that an overreaction, or were you concerned enough that you say, yeah, our team's not nearly as good as we thought?
Well, I do believe that it's not as good a team as I had earlier thought. And my biggest concern has been the defense and continues to be. Because, I mean, when you talk about team, you have to talk about all the elements, right? And to me... Mm-hmm. I mean, offensively, they're talented out the wazoo. But when I just don't, they're going to have to prove to me that they can actually stop the run and do it consistently and block and tackle consistently for them to show me that they're an above average team. I'm not sure if they're a good team yet. And I think that they can be a really, really good team, but it depends on them actually stepping forward on the defensive side of the ball.
Well, it
Ruben,
does.
That's a huge,
does.
What he said there, stopping the run, that is such a simple, it sounds so simple, simple concept.
They haven't been able to do it.
We are so bad at it compared to everything I've seen previously. That was once, a point of pride for Eagles teams when Jim Schwartz was here. And then, you know, there were vestiges of that. And I don't know if that's just because... Maybe Fletcher Cox was the guy who was in the middle as recently as last year.
Sure.
There is no longer that adherence to, hey, this is about our pride, about stopping them when it's about getting down and dirty. That what I saw in week two was an embarrassment.
Well, let me say this. So Seth Joyner probably said it the most succinct of anybody who has discussed the Eagles defense. In about 15 seconds, he really... hit something critical here. Listen to what Seth said to us earlier this week.
They have a major, major problem on the defensive side of the football. You can be deficient in one area, and proficient in the other. But you cannot be deficient in these two areas at the same time. You cannot be a football team that can't stop the run and a football team that can't rush the passer.
All right, look, let's go to the phones. Your reaction to it all, 215-592-9494, including your reaction to the reaction. Meaning, you know, on Tuesday and Wednesday, all that was said here on WIP, and perhaps that you yourself thought, was it an overreaction that we went from thinking we had, at the very least, a very good team, maybe a truly great team, to yesterday 77% of people, myself included, thinking we have an average team? Is that an overreaction? Vince joins us right now. Vince, good morning.
Hey, good morning, everyone. How are you all doing today?
Doing all right, Vince.
So, I live in Atlanta, and watching this game with my club group on Monday Night Football towards the end seemed like, you know what, we're going to finish this, we're going to win, a little rough, but we're going to get there. Next thing you know, all hell breaks loose. That didn't happen. Was I overreacting like most of the fans were? No, I don't think so, for a number of reasons. I'm glad to see Jalen's running around a little bit more, but he needs to make better decisions when it comes to looking downfield, making better decisions with his throws.
No question,
I'll say.
When you have Brent Covey making more tackles in a game than Huff, that's another problem right there. Play calling, it's just, there's too many things going on that they need to figure out, and it's so annoying to watch it. I understand it's week two. They had a 10-day, you know, time off, but coming back from Brazil, I understand there's things going on. But I don't see this getting fixed anytime soon. When you are not utilizing people, when you're going to throw the ball to Kyle Cazette or whatever instead of Goddard most of the time, utilizing him more, or throwing the ball more to Britton Covey instead of John Dotson, who should have been the number two in that scenario. I get A.J. Brown's the best player on this team, but you have five other people to use, and you're going to people that shouldn't even be on the field. But let's just go with that play call. I don't understand why they would do
well,
that.
Well, it was perplexing. Like, I mean, I will tell you, I'll say this, Vince. When they got Dotson, my initial thought was, I'm not as excited as a lot of people are because, like, why did Washington trade him after 2 years? You know, I mean, think about how many times we, and it hasn't been that many, but it's happened where after 2 years, we as a fan base would want to dump a first-round pick, Marcus Smart, Marcus Smith, Danny Watkins, Rager. You know, there's some that turned it around like Aguilar and Brandon Graham. But generally speaking, when you want to dump a third-year first-round pick, it generally means the guy's a pretty big disappointment. And so I was like, my expectations aren't great on Dotson here.
Yeah, but you can still have to say, though, he's still an upgrade to Brayton Covey.
Well, he certainly should be. He certainly should be an upgrade in the receiving game to Covey. Vince, give me who or what got shortchanged. You can win the tickets to the Phillies game Monday night.
So, since you want to bring up presidents, I'm going to go with John Quincy Adams for his movement with slavery in Congress to help get the ball rolling there.
JQA, as I called him in freshman year of college. Yeah, or junior.
Like,
yeah, JQA.
Really?
JQA. Well, he was involved with the Amistad situation, which was famously shown in the 1997 movie Amistad. So John Quincy Adams was really big there. 215-592-9494. All right, coming up, what's going to happen with the Sixers Arena and what we prefer to see happen? Where we prefer to see the Sixers Arena, certainly you can weigh in on that as well. Jason Kelsey at 7:30. And also Joe Conklin cooking something up for us today. Cooking something up for Jason Kelsey today.